Back here on a Friday, World Cup is underway, and we have our resident expert, Seth, with us, who is helping us. It's a soccer for dummies. Let's just call it what it is, because the 90% of the world, Dave Brandon, cares about this, and we just ignore it completely.
And that's unfortunate, because the level of competition is fantastic. I do catch a lot of the World Cup games. I don't follow it as closely as I should, probably, but
they're the best in the world. You're following it more than most Americans.
Well, we have a lot of friends of the family that are mid-state contestants, and so they've drawn us into it quite a bit.
Mid-state is an incredible program. What they have built out there is just absolutely amazing. Thousands of kids, and they just really enjoy it. Well, we want to thank Kicker Point Bank. Hey, we had a great time. You started the week off at Tuesday morning at your new location in South Shore.
Oh, the new South Shores branch. Yeah, fantastic place, isn't it?
It is really. I'd been by it, but not inside it until Tuesday morning. I love the old school architecture. It's almost Art Deco, you know. I mean, they build things very square now, you know, and to have rounded walls and all of that was all the new technology, but kind of a throwback old school design.
I thought so too. You walk in and it's fresh and it's new, but it also is very familiar. And we've got all the technology in there, and the ATM machine is state-of-the-art. And I had used that previously on the outside, but I hadn't been on the inside either until Tuesday. So
pretty cool.
Me both.
Oh,
yeah, very nice.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for
having
us
out. Sure.
You're also one of our broadcast partners. We're doing I guess we do about 15 hours. Eric's out here for, 4 or 5 hours, over 20 hours of broadcast from the Foresight Classic. It's an important event, whether, just like we're talking about soccer or football or golf, the economic impact of this tournament. I mean, you have 144 players, their families, moms, dads, caddies, that are all here. Some are staying in host housing, but a lot of them are staying in hotels. They're eating in restaurants. They're buying gas. There is a significant economic impact of this event to the community, whether you come out here and watch all the great golf or not.
I know you, Mr. Mason at the Beach House has spoken about the impact, and he notices it every year. I'm sure other businesses do too. And I know the chamber, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, used to have a formula that they could help you figure out what the economic impact is.
Well, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And
big,
just like Midstate, their tournament that they do, which is over several days, so meaning whole families are staying here multiple days, multiple nights.
Right.
These kind of things, unless you have a kid in soccer or you have some attachment to this tournament or you're out here, a lot of this stuff goes on in the community and people don't even realize, the benefit of it.
It's interesting, yes. And there are communities in the Midwest that have made themselves destinations for things like this. There are baseball destinations, softball destinations, volleyball, soccer destinations. St. Louis is quite a soccer destination from what I understand.
Yeah.
And they build an economy around that. And I think we're doing great work to that extent. And we are a little bit of everything. I mean, we have softball tournaments here, baseball tournaments here. We have golf and soccer big time. And I think it's good. It's all good.
Well, this is the oldest, longest running women's professional golf event in the United States of America.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 34 years. Next year will be the 35th year. And if you haven't had a chance to come out, first of all, I think they charge you $5 to park or something very nominal like that. But you have free. I mean, walk the course. Lorena Ochoa won her very first professional tournament here.
Remember.
You were here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was right out of Arizona, from Mexico, spoke very little English at that time. She lasted on the Symetra Tour for about 12 weeks and then went right to the LPGA and made so much money she retired at the age of 30.
I know. What a remarkable
story. Golf.
What a remarkable story. Yeah. Has her own foundation and her own golf.
Yeah. Does unbelievable work in Mexico. It started right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She was very awkward. And, I remember her being very sweet. But, she's a college kid. She's like literally right out of Arizona.
And what a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
And Mo Martin, who we went from having in the tower with us to watching her the next year win the British Open, which was amazing. So that's the kind of caliber of golf we have out here.
Right here.
And the professionals. Now, I do Lindsay's telling me play here has been delayed until 8 a.m. There was a lightning flash. They have ThorGuard technology, and the tour brings their own technology as well. It doesn't mean it was, right here. It could have been within a several-mile radius, but they have official rules. And I tell you, I took this lightly with the game of golf and lightning for most of my life until the tuna, the McElroy Memorial.
It was there,
last
too.
Year.
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah. We were on number 5 tee box, and we teed off and got into our carts and were starting to go when the lightning hit the number 5 tee box that we had just walked off of. And I have never felt anything. I mean, you could feel the electrical current. I mean, it ran down your arms. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life, the thunder that immediately came after, and
it was
immediate.
Crack.
It wasn't a lightning and a delay. It was like all at the same
right
time.
There, yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you what, when you
We were on 13, so we didn't have far to go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the boom was incredible. Got everyone's attention.
So they have delayed play here until 8 a.m. We're not expecting any major weather delays here today. This is a little bit of something that was hanging around here this morning and should be out. So, Seth, you yesterday, I forget who you picked. Who was your favorite?
Who did I? Well,
you forgot, too.
Well, I've selected, I think, France will.
Okay.
But Brazil are the favorites. Everyone's
Brazil are the favorites. Now, I want you don't have to give me an underdog that's going to win the whole thing. Give me an underdog that might just make a run for it a little bit. Somebody I can – a bandwagon I can jump on. Because I don't want to go with the favorites because that's such a – you know, I mean, that's lame to go, okay, I'm really going to care about the World Cup and I'm going to go with everybody's favorite.
You want
that's like rooting for the Cowboys.
Yeah, you want the Tottenham story this year. Yeah, yeah.
I'd say your safest bet would be Belgium.
They've never
won it before, and even though they're in the top eight of favorites, they're looking good. They've got some good players. A lot of their players play in the English Premier League. So
yeah, and how does that work as well? I mean, because no one really like actually plays full time for the country they're from, right?
Yeah, no, the country's like a part time thing unless there's a tournament like the World Cup.
So the World Cup is like, okay, well, the flag is calling you to come play, but you're making your living somewhere else.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly what it is. Yeah. So if we're looking at England, you play your season from August all the way through to May, and then you even go back earlier for preseason. So you might go back in July. Some teams might bring them back in June. So it's like
it's a long season. It's like when we watch the Olympics, and every athlete from around the world actually lives in the United States of America, right? I mean, like you'll see the entire like bobsled team from wherever. Where do they live? Well, they're in Salt Lake,
right?
But they're representing Norway.
Yeah.
So how many professional teams? There's a lot, but I mean, how many teams, you know, throughout a given year are the top teams? I mean, how big is the league overall? Depending on which league,
if we're going to England, the top league has 20 teams, but professionally there's 92 teams, and we in what isn't over here in America in your sports is the promotion and relegation. So we have the Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two.
Yeah.
And the top teams from the lower leagues will get promoted up if they do well. If you finish bottom of your league, you get relegated. So you're always playing for something. Even if you're not looking to win a championship, you're trying to stay in the league.
I got you. So how many teams in England? Give me the big names.
The big names?
Yes.
This could be debatable. Liverpool, that's
okay.
My team.
Yeah, yeah. We know Liverpool is
I have to mention Manchester United. That's a team I really do not like, but they're a top team. Yeah. Manchester City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea.
And where is Arsenal located?
In London.
They're all in London?
London. Okay. Arsenal and Chelsea are in London. Obviously, Manchester,
Yeah.
I think Man U was named the most valuable sports franchise this year, wasn't it? Didn't they displace another?
There's a lot of rivalry that goes on in this, which is what I like. All right, so Russia beat Saudi Arabia 5-0, I believe
is the
proper way to put that. And does that mean Russia's any good, or is just Saudi Arabia that bad? Where do they play soccer in Saudi Arabia? It's got to be god-awful hot.
Well, Saudi Arabia are really bad. I watched the game.
Yeah.
I predicted it as well. I told Colin that I didn't think they'd do well. Interesting, I didn't know this. I was listening to the commentators on the game. Apparently, the Saudi Arabia Football Association sent 9 of their players to Spanish teams to learn how to play. They didn't get in any of the games, but they were there to train. Obviously, it shows it didn't work. So, but I'm not sure their league.
They were benchers in Spain, and then they decided to send
basically,
to the World
Cup. They were to try and get them ready for the World Cup.
That makes sense. It's a small country. I mean, it's not a large population. So, is Ireland in? Okay, so you're having a great deal of fun with Colin, right?
That's
now,
right, yeah. Right? Well, Colin's from Scotland.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Well, Scotland and not in Ireland.
Either way. So how much fun are you having? Because he's just rooting for England to lose, right?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
He is. That's deep down he is, but he's very political. He goes, they might do well, but if they lose, he'll be happy. So.
All right. So I'm looking. So Belgium would be my bandwagon to jump on.
I believe so, yeah. They've got a chance of winning it, yes, and they've never won it before.
Not even a chance. I'm thinking like the Jamaican bobsled team. You know, I just want the odd story that I can feel like I'm not being a complete,
Okay, if I had to choose someone, which is difficult because I say no one, I would maybe...
How's Tunisia?
Is there that much parity that it's hard to choose one, huh?
It is, yeah. No, Tunisia, they will go through because Belgium, England.
How about Japan? Are they good soccer players?
They can hustle. They've got a lot of energy.
Serbia? Costa Rica.
Serbia. I'll give you Serbia.
Serbia.
Serbia have some.
Somebody needs
players.
To root. Serbia's had a bad time. They've had a tough time over the last 50 years. All right. Maybe I'll root for Serbia then. Well, listen, good luck to you. Thank you for coming out both days. We really appreciate it and helping us spread the word. Dave, to all the folks at Hickory Point Bank, we thank you for your sponsorship as always and great partners in the community. And congratulations on the brand new branch there in South Shores. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you really need to.